Glory to God. Let's see how much. Yeah, I think I can get this in. Ooh. Glory be to God. Let's do just a little bit of Psalm 22. I want to show you, and just a little bit, maybe I need to go. Yeah, let's see. This psalm, go ahead and put up, guys, put up Psalm 22, starting at verse 1. He said, my God, my God. This is Jesus. This is a prophecy of Jesus and his crucifixion. And Psalm 23 is where we are living. That's where we are now, Psalm 23. But listen, this is talking about his coming, him being crucified. And this is what Jesus, remember in Matthew, the 27th chapter, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? This is a prophecy of that. This is what what the writer was saying, because Jesus was fulfilling that. So listen to what he said. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my rowing? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime. See, he was in hell. I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and the night season, and I'm not silent. But thou art holy. See, God didn't change. See, he didn't change because thou art holy that inherit the praises of Israel. But watch, our father trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. Can you imagine somebody in the pits of hell crying out like that? He said, our fathers trusted in thee, you helped them. Why are you so far from helping me? I did what you said to do. See, you remember, can I talk to you just a second? Can you remember Isaiah, 43, 25? I believe 43, 25. He said, God told us, put me in remembrance. Let's plead together. That's what he was doing, putting God in remembrance, what he said. Even I am he that blots out thy transgression for my own sake. That's what God said, for my own sake. So Jesus was putting God in remembrance. He said, why? Now, let's go just a little further. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted thee and were not confounded. They were set free. But I'm a worm. And no man reproach, and no man approach a man and despise of the people. Remember Isaiah 53:4 said, he was despised and rejected. You see it? But watch. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They poke fun at while they was persecuting Jesus, spitting on him, and all that. They laughed and they did all kind of stuff to him. Thou shootest out their lips. They shake their head, saying, he trusts in the Lord. He trusts on the Lord that he would deliver him. You know, they said that, didn't they? Let him deliver him. Woo. Seeing he delighteth in him. But thou art he that took me out of my mother's, out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breath. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God. from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near. There is none to help. In other words, if you don't do it, Lord, and nobody else can help me. You ever been there? Ooh, but we got help, y'all. We got help. We got help. Hallelujah. And see, that's why you don't give up on your praise. You don't give up when things get tough, tight, and I've been there. Whew. You don't give up because God won't leave you. People's abandoning you. You get in a tough place and things start happening. People walk away from you, leave you. But God won't do it. Hallelujah. 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 I got to get to the other part. Hallelujah. And we'll pick up that later on some other time. But let's get to, we're talking about the power of praise and your privilege, and the enemy don't want you to get this revelation in your spirit, not just knowing about it, but get it in your heart. Turn with me to go ahead and put it up, Psalm 149. I want to get this one in before we close. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, brother. Sing unto the Lord a what? A new song. Watch this. Sing unto the Lord a new song, not an old song. It's the song that's given spontaneously of the Spirit. A brand new song. Now watch this. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. See, God made Israel, and we are God's Israel today because we are his Zion, the church of the firstborn, the redeemed of the Lord. Israel was his church in the wilderness in the Old Testament, but we are the new breed. He didn't bring them into this new life with himself and left us out. We were brought in with him. The new birth released the Old Testament saint. It released them from the upper region of the dam. And they were born again, and they ascended. And you find this in the 12th chapter of Hebrews. And they ascended, and they are with God right now, the church of the firstborn. And he didn't separate because the church is not divided. You look at all the stuff going on in the earth, you think the church got many different names and many different saviors, many different redeemers. Ain't but one. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one church, one body, many members. So all this other stuff that people have, the enemy did that to bring confusion and divide us. Amen. But we are the church of the redeemed. Hallelujah. Yes, we are. So let Israel rejoice. And see, this is all before Christ brought forth the new birth. Nobody could get born again until after Jesus was raised from the dead.